I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Al-Shabaab strikes again. An attack on the presidential palaces in Somalia this week has left 9 people dead. Authorities called the bombing another act of desperation from a dying animal. But Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says their primary target are Christians. Somalia's government doesn't like believers either, which leaves Christians with very few options. And yet,
God is working in Somalia. I mean, you know, outside nations like Ethiopia, believers there are risking much to be able to help our brothers and sisters.
Next, the strains of Sochi's Olympiad have barely faded away, and already they're being replaced by the sounds of building. This time, it's for the 32nd Olympiad in 2020, hosted by Tokyo. Asian Access's Takeisha Takazawa says they were already planning Vision 2020 when the Games were awarded to Tokyo.
God orchestrated almost for us, Japan, because we have Vision 2020, which we received from God to see 100 church planting network, 1,000 reproducing churches, 1 million believers, and 1,000 missionaries.
And that's just the beginning. Vision 2020 will be the foundation for a much bigger plan of seeing a tenth of Japan come to Christ. There are links to pray, give, and go posted at our website. And with all the grim tales you hear about Syria's refugees, it's great to have an upbeat story. As a way to make friends with Syrian refugee families, a Christian Aid Mission-assisted ministry in Lebanon has hired Syrian barbers and beauticians to give free haircuts to the children they're reaching. During this time, the kids listen to Bible stories and parents hear the gospel. Hearts are opening to the hope of Christ. Learn more about the Human Dignity Projects through a link at our website. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.